There's a minig not to say tachanan, not in a base ovel, place where they're sitting shiva, because there's midas adin over there, and we don't want to be magbe the midas adin. If a person davened by a base ovel, he doesn't have to say the tachanan afterwards. The Mishnah Berurah says though, even though he has a tachanan at home, he should say in his home. He says there are those that are making about that, which seems to be the more common minig, that if they down by an oval, they don't say oval v'urachon. If the oval comes to shul, he does not cause the entire shul to not say tachanan. But in the case of the chosen, that once he goes into the chuppah, the time of the shevet brachos, even if he comes into shul, the entire shul is potter, they're all mishtatif, and his simcha don't say tachanan. Mishnah Berurah says the day of the chuppah, if the chuppah wasn't daytime, but let's say shachris before the afternoon when the chuppah is going to be, he says that there are those that are mekel that say that already from shachris you don't say tachanan. This is all if he's going to get married that day. If he's going to get married at night, then that's already considered the next day. In other cases that you don't say tachanan is v'loy beis kneses yoyim hamila. There's going to be a bris and shul that day. You do not say tachanan lokishay shom chosan. Also not when you have a chosan over there. The idea of the shul is not only when you have either the father, the son, or the moyel davening in your minyan, do you not say tachanan, but if you know that in the shul there'll be a bris meal later, even though none of the members are going to be involved in that bris are present at your minyan, still you're potter from tachanan. Ramos says, "Atavka shamilo yechosan b'ezer basic nesses." But that which Tzibah does not say tachanan is only if the bris mila or the chosan are in this shul. Avo emena mila b'beis nesses. Avo b'beis nesses acheres oimim tachanan. If you know there's a mila in town, that's not enough. It has to be in the shul that you're davening now. B'yoyim amila says Ramos, she'enomim tachanan tavka shachris shemolim ozatinok. Says you only potter if you're before the bris, which is generally shachris, because they did the bris in shachris. The ma'aseh the bris was in mincha. You also don't say by mincha. But if you already did the bris, even though you ate the suda and everybody's by the tinoik in the simcha of the bris, but since the bris was already made, they do say tachnan. Mash enkein bechosin. Shein oimim tachnan kol hayoyim kishem mispal eitzel achosin. To any tefillah that you're with a chosan, you do not say tachanan. It's only considered a chosan from the time he goes into the chuppah and gets married. The Rebbe brings the Machreinim that the Balei HaBris, which is the father, the tzaddik, and the moyel, do not say tachanan the entire day because of their yontif. But everybody else, as we said before, say tachanan after the bris. But he does bring from their Machreinim that if you are together with the tinoch, in other words, they have the suda in the house of the tinoch, then as long as it's still in the middle of the suda, if they daven mincha, they also don't say tachanan. But once they finish birchas hamazon, then they do say tachanan.